How focused is your blog content plan? Hi, this is Denise Wakeman, your online visibility mentor. You can find me on the web at denisewakeman.com. Today, I want to share with you what was originally an article, a guest post by Linda Dessau of ContentMasteryGuide.com called How to Focus Your Mind, Your Topic, and Your Writing. So this is Linda's content, and I'm sharing it here with you today via audio. So when you first emerge from a protective brainstorming session, it may seem like there will never be enough time to develop all your ideas. There's a sense of glee and excitement about sharing your topic, and maybe even a little bit of fear that it was the last productive brainstorming you'll ever have. Mix those feelings together, and it becomes tempting to pour every single thought into your very next blog post. The unfortunate result can be a hodgepodge of topics that take the reader on a long, winding journey, if they stay with you that long. Content marketing is most effective when each piece of content addresses one specific question or challenge that is important to your ideal client. Here are some tools that will help you focus long before you sit down to draft, write, or edit. A current content strategy with the topics that will be most meaningful to your audience. Update this regularly with surveys, interviews, metrics, and other research techniques. A blog post calendar where you can slot in future blog post topics. And Linda recommends Charlie Gilkey's blog post planner and calendar. You can do a search for that on Google to find that. Idea catchers for when inspiration strikes, including at least one high-tech or low-tech mobile option for when you're on the go. Remember to schedule regular times for transferring ideas from your idea catcher to your blog post calendar. And here's a little side note for me. I highly recommend using Evernote for catching ideas on your computer and on the fly. You can use a mobile version. Now, here are some tips to help you focus your mind and your topic when it's time to draft, write, and edit. First, use lists either as the main content of your article, for example, a top 10 list, or as a way of structuring your work. Another example, present one main topic and then list three supporting points. Next, write to one ideal client, imagining they are sitting right across from you. Finally, keep asking yourself, what is my point? If anything you've written doesn't support your point, save that content for another article. So, don't try to write the article of a lifetime by pooling together all of your freshest ideas at once. Instead, remember you have a lifetime to write articles. When you spread your ideas out, they'll be easier for your audience to take in, ensuring a long and healthy exchange of ideas and services. The author is Linda Dessau. She's the author of Write Your Way to More Clients Online and the founder of ContentMasteryGuide.com. If you want better results from your online writing, visit www.contentmasterygift.com to discover Linda's content marketing secrets. So you want more tips like this about boosting your visibility on the web? You can get a free e-course from me with 7 simple to implement tips at boostyourvisibility.com. Till next time, this is Denise Wakeman. Blog on.